Ham or cheese, what will it be, TV Fiend? What will it be? Please tell me right now.
Oh, gotta be cheese.
Gotta be cheese, of course. Yes, I agree with you. 100%. That's the backdrop clip from Civil War, out in wide release this past weekend. In wide release all across America and rated R. A journey across a dystopian future America follows a team of photojournalists as they try to reach DC before rebel forces get there. That is the premise behind Civil War, which stars Kristen Dunst, Nick Offerman, Kaylee Spaney, and Jesse Plemons. So this is the premise behind Civil War. TV Fiend, what is your review of this film?
Well, it's good to see Kirsten Dunst again. We haven't seen her in a while.
Yes, that's true.
And we have pretty much thought of every possible reason that we would destroy civilization. But I think this is the first apocalypse movie that's actually told from the viewpoint of a journalist.
Right.
Which is interesting because most of them, in most apocalypse movies, there is no press because it has died with the rest of the world.
Right.
But I think it does a good job of capturing how weird this is. Have you guys ever thought about how weird it is that there are these members of the press that are just going around, they're following soldiers, shooting people and killing people, and they're just, and no one bothers them. Obviously, there are some exceptions to that, just terrible, but it's very interesting dynamic that we have as a society want to see that. Interesting. So I think the movie does a really good job of showing how the press gets desensitized from these horrible things that are happening around them, and it also does a really good job of depicting the callousness of war. I love the scene where the two groups of people are outside and the journalist comes up to one of the guys and says, "Hey, what side are you fighting for?" And he says, "I don't know, dude. Someone's trying to kill me and I'm trying to kill them." And wow, that's poignant. So I thought the first 30 minutes were slow, but after that it picked up. My other criticism is that there was very little character development. I mean, maybe some with Jesse, but was Jesse supposed to be a child? She looked so young.
That's actually a good point. Yeah, that's weird.
She looks really young. I was like, why are y'all bringing this kid with you? This is inappropriate. but overall, I think I would give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up from TV Fiend on Civil War. Boy, you know, you look at all the different reviews and viewpoints on this film, and it's gotten so much press, so much publicity. You know, and based on the situation that we have going across America at this current time, you'd have to think that the filmmakers of this thing, or the producers of this movie, would actually choose a different time to release this film than actually during an election year, and we're so close to the election now, be it it's April and the election's in November, but still, the timing is really questionable. You have to question that into that. So, is it a propaganda film? Yes and no. The way it's set up, the way it's promoted, yes. What you actually get is a big mess of a film, which is all over the place. I mean, there's some scenes here where, you know, Kaylee Spaney and Kristen Dunst are in one scene, and then before you know it, they're in some other place. Then they're here, then they're there. So there's a very jumbled message here, and that atones to bad writing. You can't really write a film like this and justify being so messy. Why try to promote this film as photojournalists when most of the population think very lowly of the current media? They don't believe anything. They don't believe any of the lies. So the way Garland portrays these reporters as photojournalists, he kind of like chickens out on it. Instead of having like flat-out TV reporters doing this, he's like, oh man, nobody's going to want to watch that. So let's disguise them as photojournalists. That way, maybe they'll have some more empathy for the characters. So I saw that. The Civil War map, the way it's portrayed in this movie, is just ludicrous. I don't know about you, TV Fiend, but I cannot see any kind of scenario where California joins up with Texas in order to try to topple the U.S. government, which is in D.C. in this movie. What do you think about that?
sounds pretty far-fetched, but let me, I also meant to say this. I struggled with the point of the movie. I will say that. Well, I got to the end, and I was like, what were you trying to accomplish there? What was the point? What was the plot? I mean, there was a plot, but what was the point?
Yeah, it felt rushed. It felt like there was no real purpose than to just show chaos and all this going on in the different cities, especially the small towns. There are some really gory scenes that they try to ingrain into your mind and hammer home so that you get an instant opinion about how this movie is going while you're still in the first act. Yes, like you mentioned before, this movie does have a slow beginning, but and there's a plot twist, a big plot twist that happens in the second act, which turns this movie kind of like on a dime. But I will say that it just catches you off guard, and then you're just like, oh, okay, I see what they were trying to do with that. That's very cynical filmmaking, I thought. And yeah, the effects are great. Yes, okay, you can see what's going on and the damage and the destruction and the killings and the different groups. They exclude some of the groups in the film because I guess they don't want to expand too much into the mess that they already were making in the first place. So, it's the ending is just terrible. I, you know, for all my years, I have never seen an ending like this where you really have to. I mean, what happened here? It's like as if they run out of money, a TV fiend. And they just say, okay, we'll just wrap it up here. This is it, and that's it. Right? What was that?
Oh, yeah. The ending was bad. There were definitely some problems with the movie. Don't get me wrong. 30 minutes in, I was like, I don't know if I can watch this whole thing. But it did pick up after that. It still does have some major holes, but I would still say you want to watch something on a Sunday afternoon, in and out of sleep for the first 30 minutes. This is a good one.
You think so? Oh my God.
I think so.
How about the way they portray the South? I mean, you know. I don't want to even go into trying to imitate somebody from the South, but some of the dialects you have to question.
Well, you know, I'm from the South, and we do have some dialects like that. So,
but you are authentic. They sounded fake.
Yeah, there were some bad ones. I struggle to find a good actress or actor that can nail a Southern accent, though.
Yeah. You know, it is kind of hard, but still, when it's obvious, it's just, I mean, this is not like Austin Butler and Elvis, where you can hear it like, wait a minute, is this really convincing or not? But
well, who do you think is a good actor that can really nail a Southern accent?
Besides Denzel, I think, I could say from the modern crop of actors, you know, believe it or not, well, Walt Goggins is a really great actor, and I give it to him, but Tom Hiddleston can really do a great Southern voice, and it's convincing.
Okay.
Yeah, he's really good at that. But in terms of Civil War, getting back to this film, this is just projecting propaganda at its worst. I know what they were trying to do here, but it was just too much of a mess to really give it a passing grade, unfortunately, because there's far more better dystopian films than this one, unfortunately. So for this, I give Civil War a thumbs down. We move on, TV Fiend. I look, you're really surprised about that reaction.
Me? I was not. I know you're cynical.
You know me. All right, anyways, the second film tonight on Silver Screen Previews is Arcadian. Arcadian is rated R and a limited theater release directed by Benjamin Brewer. It stars Nicolas Cage, Jaden Martell, Maxwell Jenkins, and Sadie Soverall. In a near future where life on Earth has also been decimated by mutated virus creatures, a father and his two sons must fight to stay alive. So here's a clip from Arcadian in limited release and rated R right here on Silver Screen Previews. Man of the House, Nicolas Cage in Arcadian. So this is kind of like a dystopian themed show for all these three movies. TV Fiend, your review of Arcadian in limited release across America.
Right, so I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, like, are you okay? This is the second dystopian film, and we just had the eclipse, so just want to make sure you're good.
Yes, actually, I'm doing just fine, TV Fiend.
Okay.
I wish there was some other explanation, but this is the way the cards were dealt, and I decided to go this way.
Okay. Good. Glad to hear it. So, nerd movies I've ever seen. I mean, what would we call it? The monster, the thing that ended civilization was based on Goofy. That is a real story. The screenwriter.
Wait a minute, hold on. Before, all right, but hold on. Just give me a second here. All right, let me just explain what the monster is in case people don't know what the hell we're talking about. This is actually shown to you in the first act, so it's not really a big secret. The monster is prevalent throughout the film. It's what happens when there's a mutation of a virus, and the virus, I guess, unites with a cockroach, or a flying cockroach in a human being, and the result is what you get in this movie. I'm sorry. So, a TV fiend, continue.
Yeah, I didn't get that it came from all those places, but I did get that it looked like Goofy. In fact, they showed a picture of it to Nicolas Cage, and he said, "No, this looks like a plush Goofy toy. We can't have this." They didn't make much improvements from that criticism by Nicolas Cage. Also, the plot was lacking. The movie was slow. The characters sucked, except for Nicolas Cage. He was a really sweet father. But everyone else sucked. I really wish I could tell you more, but I don't know what the F I just watched. It was terrible. The best thing to come out of the movie was there apparently is a new party game that I will be participating in at all my parties, which is called Crappy Apocalypse. And you explain the end of the world in 10 seconds. Like, that's the whole game. That's what the teenagers are playing. So, Rob, I think that you and I should definitely pick up that game one day.
Maybe that sounds like a perfect coffee appointment for us two to talk about movies in dystopian times. But a negative grade, a thumbs down for TV Fiend on Arcadian. I will contrary. I'll say, look, this is a fantastic film, TV Fiend. I don't know how you could have come to this conclusion.
Oh, stop.
It's a film that grips you, and it puts you in action, okay? It works mostly as a family film, kind of like, you know, Daddy Dearest, Father Knows Best, okay? Now, there's a pivotal scene in this, in the second act, when Thomas falls into that crevice, and then you start seeing, can he escape? Where the hell is he? And then you start seeing other things down there. But, yeah, that's the really prevalent scene here, which changes the entire movie into a different direction. Look, Cage is superb as always, I thought, here. He's very strong in his noble sense of being a dad, so he projects that, and he does really well here. But mostly, this is a story based on the kids, and they're trekking outward to try and find things. And there's actually other characters as well, as they encounter a home where there's a girl that one of the young boys is attracted to. For some reason, he stays, and that happens in the second act, instead of taking care of his father. But I don't know. What would you do in that kind of situation, TV Fiend? Would you stay at the boy's house, or would you go back and help your dad?
Charlotte sucked. She was terrible. She was not a good love interest. We did not want her around at all. At least I didn't.
You thought she was a waitress? Is that what I'm hearing correctly or no?
No. A terrible love interest.
Oh, they love interest. What is the terrible waitress? Like, what? This is not a restaurant film. Okay, so I misunderstood.
She is the one that made up Crappy Apocalypse. So I'll give
her
that.
She's the one. Okay, she's the inventor. Okay,
thanks,
good.
Charlotte.
All right. I thought this was a wonderfully directed film by Brewer. Well shot. Captures all the dystopian stuff that you would see or you would imagine to see in these kind of films. The effects are gory, but necessary. Here you feel the impending doom going out throughout the entire film. So it's gripping to me. I felt incorporated into it. I love the effects. Yeah, you'll say it's the goofy monster, but yet I was scared by what those monsters did in this movie.
You were not.
Okay. Did I convince you to watch this movie again?
Sounds sincere right now. Stop.
I am. I'm being sincere. You think I'm being jaded? You think I'm being, like, cynical? What do you think I'm being? Come on, TV Fiend. You know me.
The goofy monster. Come on now.
Come on. This was a good film. Forget about the monster just for a minute. Focus on the family. The unit. The survival of these people in this scenario. So yeah, I give Arcadian a thumbs up on my side, and TV Fiend is just aghast at this film. She does not like it at all. It's a disaster for her.
Absurd.
All right, well, we disagree on that one. Let's move on. The third and final film tonight on Silver Screen Previews is The Absence of Eden, which is rated R, and also in limited theater release, directed by Marco Perigo, who is also the husband of the leading star in this film, Zoe Saldana. It also stars Adria Arjona and Garrett Hudlin from Tron Legacy. In a hellscape current-day U.S. border, a woman is forced to kill in self-defense and try to cross into the United States. Here's a clip. All right, so that's Zoe Saldana, the coyote, and Garrett Hudlin in that scene from The Absence of Eden in limited release all across America. Rated R. TV Fiend, your review of The Absence of Eden.
I looked up this movie, as I always do, before I watched it, and the description said, in a nutshell, bleak. That was the word that was used to describe it, and damn, that's the understatement of the century. This movie has it all. It's got drugs, sex trafficking, the cartel, immigration, ICE, kidnapping, romance, just every depressing topic you can think of is in this movie. But I do really appreciate that they've shown the humanity of such a hot button topic. I mean, they're showing the humanity from the viewpoint of the immigrants, but they're also showing the humanity of one of the members of ICE. So you're seeing it from both sides there, and I like how they show that they're really trying to depict that when you stop looking for the humanity and things, it can also cause problems. One of the ICE members says either us or them, and his friend really struggles with that. So I like that viewpoint. Mm-hmm. I thought Zoe Saldana did an amazing job. I really like her anyway, but she showed her range with this movie. It was beautifully shot, and the juxtaposition, like I said, of the two internal conflicts was interesting, but it was too much for me on a Sunday. I was not ready mentally for that.
Right.
And the other thing I would say is that the ending is a little abrupt, but I still say it's worth a watch, so I'll give it a thumbs up.
All right, so thumbs up from TV Fiend on The Absence of Eden, rated R in limited release, so check your local listings for showtimes in your area. You know, Zoe Saldana needs more roles like this. She is really good here. But I thought that the film is not enough. This is another bad writing film, unfortunately for me. The story is captured from many points of views. Many good, many bad. The film fails to grasp the real core issue of child sex trafficking and expanding on it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like Sound of Freedom did last year. They actually went into it. They expanded on it. Here, it's mostly just like a story of Saldana and the young girl and trying to cross across into America with the coyotes and the cartels in the way. You do will see all the cartel activity here, the drugs, like you mentioned, the trafficking, the coyotes, all that stuff. And it's really two stories. I thought that the character of Garrett Hudlin, who is called Ship, his character is terrible. He flip-flopped too much in this movie, TV Fiend, for me to really like him at all. I just ended up hating him. I did not like this character at all. And the cartel really didn't feel dangerous. They felt like maitre d's at a restaurant. Going back to the restaurant thing. They didn't feel at all like I was being threatened by them at all. Like man, you know, these guys are really going to kill me. I didn't feel that at all. So, yeah, unfortunately, I have to give The Absence of Eden a thumbs down. Even though I really love Zoe Saldana, it's just there's not enough here in this film, unfortunately. TV Fiend, you look disappointed.
We disagreed on every movie now. You know what? We need to go back on all of our shows and see how many movies we actually agreed on. It's going to be like 3.
I wonder which one of those movies they were. I wonder which ones. Oh, boy. Do you remember at all? We've done so many.
I definitely remember. remember that we didn't like the movie about the girl who pretended she had cancer. We both hated that.
Oh, yes.
What was it? What was the name of that?
Yeah, there's so many movies. The one escapes me.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that one, though. Okay.
Because I was like, okay, well, at least you're decent in that aspect.
At least I haven't gone to the depths of hell.
Oh, yeah. At least you're not faking cancer yet. That's good.
No, I could never do things like that. That's just too much. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, you agree on these movies, you don't agree. It's just a point of view. But the thing about this show is that we try to give you facts about the film so that you can make up your own decision to go see the film or not go see the film. So that's up to you. That's why we try to give you options. You know, in my case, here in this film, it's a no. In TV Fiend, she's more sympathetic, and she gives a yes, a thumbs up. So that's the way it works, folks. Okay.
You should listen to my facts, not Rob's.
I know. Maybe soon in the future I will listen. I will become a better listener, and I will grow as a person instead of subliming myself into the depths of a ditch of dirt. Did that make any sense?
No, but I would say you better do that sooner rather than later, because you're getting old.
Oh, TV Feed. Let's do a quick recap of this week's films on Silver Screen Previews. First, Civil War. TV Feed.
Civil War has some problems. The first 30 minutes are terrible, but overall, I liked it. I would give it a thumbs up.
All right, she gives a thumbs up. I give it a thumbs down. This is just nothing but a propaganda film that telegraphs and projects negativity. And also, the questioning of the release time of this film is very questionable, unfortunately. So, Kaylee Spaney and Kirsten Dunst are great here, but the story is all over the place and very cynical at best. So, unfortunately, a thumbs down for me on Civil War. The second film tonight on Silver Screen Previews, Arcadian, TV Fiend, your new favorite film.
Yeah, we can just rename this the Goofy Movie too. That would be appropriate. It was ridiculous. The characters were not likable except for Nicolas Cage. It did not do it for me. You said you were scared. I mean, come on, Rob.
I was scared. I swear to God.
Just wow.
Yeah. Did you see how that monster ate the mother? Did you remember that part? Oh, it was just so gruesome. Oh.
The monster ate the mother. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I could barely tell that the monster did anything except for laugh and have big teeth. So, it's a thumbs down for me.
All right, thumbs down from TV Fiend on Arcadian. I give it a thumbs up. A great family film between Nicolas Cage and the two young stars, Mr. Martell and Mr. Jenkins, as the sons in a dystopian future where there's no future. Everything is bleak. They're trying to survive from these creatures. Go check it out for yourself. It's called Arcadian. It's rated R. In limited theater release. Check your local listings for showtimes. And the third and final film tonight on Silver Screen Previews is Absence of Eden, or The Absence of Eden. TV Fiend.
I would say watch it, but get your mind right before you go, because it's a tough watch as far as mentally. I'm more kind-hearted than Rob, so I did humanity for the characters. But yeah, get your mind right, and it's a thumbs up for me.
Thumbs up. I gave it a thumbs down, even though Zoe Saldana always does great in every single film she does here. It's a victim of bad writing. There's not enough focus on the child sex trafficking issue, and instead we get a film that's not hard enough, where they just lost an opportunity here to really take it to another level. So unfortunately for me, it's a thumbs down for The Absence of Eden. TV Fiend, yes, we disagreed in all three films. It's okay, you know. But
I guess I'll still be your friend.
You'll still be my friend. That's the important thing. Throughout all the mud and grime, we're still there. We're together as friends. You in the South, and I will also be very soon in the South as well. That's right.
Well, we don't recognize Florida as the South.
What do you recognize it as? The Gator Country or Croc Country?
We just say it's like its own little world over there.
Oh, yes.
If anything weird happens, we're like, I bet that person was from Florida.
Well, I'll be joining the clan of many people down there for the weirdness as the show programming note. The show moves down south. So we'll be broadcasting to you from new studios in a new location next time we see you on this platform, on Instagram Live and Silver Screen Previews. So be on the lookout for that. I will give you all the details online when that happens. So in the meantime, I'll just keep jabbering away at my, you know, ridiculous comments of all the movies coming up. And TV Fiend, you're also welcome, of course, to jabber in if you want to verbally fight me on these posts.
Yeah, because I'll win.
Yes, I know, it's true, though. You will win, I know you, I know you. I can always count on you just to give me a good fight. TV Fiend, where can we catch you on social media?
I am at Television Fiend.
Excellent. All right, folks. As I mentioned before, this show will be on hiatus for a little bit. But we shall return, and we'll be bigger and better than ever. I guarantee you that. So look forward to it. So on behalf of TV Fiend, I'm Rob Martin, and we'll catch you next time right here on Silver Screen Previews.